He's dummy.
You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no. You big dummy.
You dummy.
Yeah. That's right. It's time for You Big Dummy. Yeah. This is when we take true news stories about people doing really dumb stuff. And we read them, and then we vote. And Vic, welcome to your first edition of You Big Dummy.
I've actually done this once before with you.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
That's right.
It was back in the day.
Back in the day.
Before it was...
Oh, dummies.
Yeah,
so you did
dummies.
It was Drunks in the News?
Drunks in the News.
Oh, you did it as Drunks in the News. So it's been a while. We stopped that about 9 months ago.
Yep.
So there you go. But it's now. We're back. Here we go. So dummy number one. A police force was left embarrassed after they proudly unveiled a new mobile police station costing £30,000 only to find out that they misspelled two villages' names on it. The state-of-the-art van was revealed on Worcestershire's police Twitter account after chiefs commissioned the state-of-art moving police station. However, the village of Shipston-on-Stour and Wellsbourne had been incorrectly spelled on the side of the vehicle. A spokesman said that the force was looking into the cost of fixing the mistake on the 2016 vehicle, which was fitted with a flat-screen TV and an onboard Wi-Fi. The official Twitter account for Shipston's tweeted, "I think you need to ask for a refund." Seeing the funny side, the police replied, "For sale, 2016 mobile police station, 187 miles, slight artwork issue." A spokesman for the police department later added that they were working to resolve this mistake as quickly and cost-effectively as possible.
And for every dummy, there's a dummy. Dummy. And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
You said that already, Fred.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You gotta bring home super dummy.
Yeah. Dummy number two, dummy number two. A New York woman stole a city bus after being told to stop smoking. The incident occurred around 7 a.m. on Tuesday when the woman lit a cigarette in the back of the bus and was asked to put it out and get off. MTA spokesman Kevin Ortiz told CBS New York. The woman then became irate, causing the driver to pull the bus over. He called police and let passengers off so that they could catch another bus. According to NBC New York, a second bus blocked her path after she traveled four blocks in the bus. A dispatcher then reached through the window to shut the bus down, and the police took the woman into custody.
Well, if you and Rollo are going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies. There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummies.
Ah, yes. Okay. So that's we got two dummy stories down, three dummy stories to go, and then voting, and then straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies, and Fly Jams Friday, all coming up right here on 720 WGN. And again, if you want to request your Fly Jams, the number to call in a little bit is 312-981-7200. Talk and text Fly Jams, 312-981-7200. Welcome back to the show. Nick DiGilio here, and we gotta get back to You Big Dummy. Dummy number three, dummy number three. A Michigan motorist who wanted to finish a marijuana joint before getting pulled over Sunday is facing several charges. The 36-year-old man, identified as Stravansky Nicasio Hines, kept driving for several miles after state troopers first attempted to pull over his Lincoln Continental because of an improper plate. At one point, he even put his finger up, signaling that he'd pull over in a minute. Hines told troopers he wanted to finish his marijuana joint and call his family before he headed to jail. Shelby Township police joined the pursuit and boxed in the vehicle, which slowed to a stop before the driver was arrested. The driver said he knew he had a warrant out in Florida. There was marijuana in his vehicles. He knew he was going to jail.
Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house.
He just wanted to get rid of the pot, man. That's all.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
Dummy number four, dummy number four. High school students got an unexpected surprise when their teacher started shopping for lingerie without shutting off the overhead projector. A video taken by a student shows the teacher immersed in his work as the class silently studies. In the video, the instructor doesn't realize that he left his laptop plugged into the projector as his students could see exactly what he was, quote-unquote, working on. Suddenly, the screen revealed a series of eBay ads featuring women posing in lingerie. The man remained totally oblivious to the fact that his students had just been giving a fascinating insight into his shopping habits. The video was posted on Reddit by D3 Gamma, who was apparently in the classroom when asked what happened after D3 Gamma replied, he never found out. After this class ended, he switched to the next class's assignments.
Dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. A woman who gave her sister's name to evade arrest was shocked to discover that her sister also had a warrant out. The Mason County Sheriff's Office reported Bobby Jean Laddie was stopped just after 10:30 p.m. Wednesday after a deputy discovered that her vehicle had an improper license plate, said Sheriff Kim C. Cole. When the deputy pulled her over, Laddie didn't have proof of insurance or the vehicle registration. She told the officer that she have identification either, and she said that her name was Dawn, Cole said. After the officer checked the name on the patrol and the patrol car, he returned to Laddie to let her know that there was a warrant out for arrest. That's when she decided to come clean. She said, I'm going to be honest with you, that's not my name, Cole said. She told the deputy she didn't know her sister had a warrant for her arrest, too. The reason Laddie gave the false name likely was because she was driving on a suspended license. She's facing new charges of furnishing false information to a police officer, driving with a suspended license, improper vehicle registration, and failure to have insurance for her car.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Yes, Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
All right, we got a vote. We got the department who spent £30,000 on a new vehicle and got the names wrong. We got the dummy who stole a bus because she was told to stop smoking. We got the dummy who wanted to finish his joint first before being pulled over. We got the dummy teacher who shopped for lingerie in a class with the overhead projector on. We got the dummy who gave her sister's name while being pulled over, only to discover that her sister also had a warrant. Dan.
I don't know why anybody would be shopping for lingerie on eBay. That kind of disturbs me just in general, let alone the fact it was in a classroom setting.
Yeah.
I do love the idea of giving your sister's name and then finding out she's also wanted to be arrested. But, I mean, come on, man. If you know you're going, you might as well finish the joint.
Yeah. I love the fact that he put his finger out and went, hang on, man. Hold on a second, man. Be cool for a second.
And his wait. Lincoln Continental.
It is Lincoln Continental. And his name again? Wait a minute.
Stravosky?
It's Stravansky Nicasio Hines. Yeah, hold on a second, man. Because it's going to take him 15 minutes to say his name. That's why he wanted to hold on for a second. All right, Esmeralda, what are you voting for?
No, I'm going for that guy. Waste not, want not.
For the dummy with the joint?
Yes.
Yeah, hang on a second, man.
You don't want to waste it, especially if he knows he's going to jail.
He may as well go to jail feeling high. Yeah. And Vicky, for your first official dummy vote, where are you going?
I also love the finger up in the air. Yeah. Hold on one second. But the stolen bus, and here's why, because I'm picturing this woman who's just had enough, and she steals the bus.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not putting my cigarette out. You know what I'm doing? I'm stealing the bus.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. You know, the only problem is that story is thunder was kind of stolen because was it last week that we had the stolen bus? The week before, where the guy was late for work, so he stole a bus.
So, I missed that.
Yeah. You know what? We obviously, the winner already is the guy who, but I'm sorry, the teacher for me. With the projector still on, shopping for lingerie. That, I believe, is my favorite of the week.
Now, do you know, is it a male?
It was a man, yes, it was
so
a man.
So he's just buying, oh, man, he's buying eBay lingerie?
eBay lingerie, a man buying eBay lingerie. I don't know, I thought that was great. Well, it was a good batch. All right, okay, wait, now we can get a few of these in before the news, right? Oh, wait.
You better duck,
yeah.
'Cause Ice Cube is crazy as hell.
F-bomb.
Oh,
out of context.
All right, you know what this is.
Context.
You listen 24/7 every day of the week whenever anybody says anything.
Out of context.
You can pull it out of context. It sounds dirty. Jot down all the info. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Dan, go ahead. Let's get going.
All right, first one. Pat heard this one of you.
Will it taste like butter if I eat it? Okay. Okay. I, for some reason, a lot of dairy products have been brought up this week.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Wild Bill submitted this one of Troy Murray.
He kind of exposed himself.
You have no idea how much I love it when John and Troy show up. I really, you have no idea. No idea. Are we breaking? Okay, we're going to break. We've got more coming up here. Straight Out of Context continues. Nick D Show Spies, and then Fly Jams Friday.
So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as
F-bomb.
As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight
out of context.
Oh, yeah.
Context.
Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here.
Context.
In just a few minutes, we will kick off Fly Jams Friday. So get your requests ready. Talk or text 312-981-7200. Celebrating some R&B. We will also give Vic Vaughn his official Fly Jams name. But we got to get back to Straight Out of Context. Okay, Dan, let us continue.
Next up, Eric emailed this one of Steve Cochran.
You know what they say about the size of your hammer.
Okay.
Ken in Milwaukee sent in this one of Bill Leff.
I got nuts for that, too.
Of course he does. Okay.
Kathy heard this one of Esmeralda.
My butt just naturally did it without me even noticing.
Oh, look at that. I can't remember what we...
I couldn't tell you either.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about something that brought Esmeralda to the edge of her seat.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It was tense. You were at the edge of your seat, but you did that naturally, your butt. You're trying to remember what we were talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
What
made your butt naturally do that? I think that's for another discussion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eric submitted this one of Andrea Darlis.
We should whip those out.
Okay.
Back to Esmeralda.
Uh-oh.
This one from Brad.
Wow, I didn't know it was that long.
Ooh, okay. You seem surprised. Okay, next.
Brian emailed this of you and Esmeralda.
Oh, God. Yeah! I believe that's Esmeralda's first experience.
I want to do all of that.
Wouldn't it fit right in?
Oh, boy.
Wow, Esmeralda. Jeez, what are we doing here? Okay, next.
Peter sent in this one of Andy Herman.
You're always kind enough to eat my pickle.
Oh, I can't tell you how many times in the 11 years I worked with Andy he said that to me. Okay.
All right, this next one.
Oh, God, you seem...
this is beauty. Brian,
Johnsburg, AJ, and BJ heard these of Lou Anfredini and producer Lindsay.
It's like it's limp. It's hanging mm-hmm. there. It's not standing at attention. It goes bing,
bing.
It's like, hello.
Boing.
There it is, and it stands at attention.
Right. You can just put it in your pocket.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have fun with this all day.
I know. I had the best time with that.
By the way, we're going to be in Midlothian for the next stop of the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour presented by Allstate. Join Lou Manfredini and his bling at Bartolini's Restaurant with a live broadcast of the Mr. Fix-It Show. You never know what they're going to say. Tomorrow morning from 7 to 10 a.m., it's the home of Chicago's best meatballs and their meatball challenge. Come and try to conquer the legendary signature Bartolini 10-pound meatball sandwich on a 3-foot loaf of bread. Enjoy complimentary coffee and soft drinks, too. Visit the events page at WGNRadio.com for details. The WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour is presented by Allstate, Chicago's very own good hands. I figured that was the apropos place to put that, right, Dan?
I'm sure Allstate is thrilled.
Is it just me? It sounds so wholesome when they say everything. Like, it's very genuine.
Oh, yeah, no.
They don't even realize, like, what just happened.
No.
It's kind of sweet.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Next. Whereas when they pull it out of context on our show, it sounds filthy. Okay. Next.
Eric submitted this one of Kevin Powell.
It looks strong, thick, and full. So well done by Jake. But okay. I'll get a close-up look of that today.
Wow.
He's going to get a close-up look at that.
Okay. Tune in, folks.
He was clearly talking about his beard. So,
sure?
Okay.
Our own Mary Sandberg texted me this one of Dean Richards.
I actually had him jump on me like a little monkey once. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Mary. That's good. Okay.
Matthew emailed this one of AAW's Dr. Keith Lipinski.
Uh-oh.
The three-way. I'm really super looking forward to that.
It's a wrestling match. He was talking about people. Okay, next.
Pat called in with this exchange involving Patty, Craig Collins, and Esmeralda Leon.
Also, you can pick on the rub on the head or...
Okay.
Yeah. Or have you accidentally put something in your mouth uh-huh. that didn't belong
Maybe.
There? Did you feel that?
You should do some mouth exercises.
Ah, that was great.
Good Lord. Okay.
Mark sent in this one of you.
I'm glad Steve went deep. Oh, man. Oh, man. Okay.
Ken heard these of you and Esmeralda.
Oh, God. Esmeralda, check this out. 10-pound meatballs.
That's a lot of meatballs.
That's craziness. By the way, join Lou Manfredini at Hometown. No, go ahead.
Harold submitted this one of Wendy.
Who needs a small box?
Oh. Okay.
Harold also texted this one of Steve Bertrand.
I licked the loaves of French bread.
Oh, God, what is that? Okay.
Harold and Matthew present these of Esmeralda.
Although, that's some fancy business you got there. What if you got a really long stick?
Okay.
Mary Sandberg texted me this one of Steve Cochran.
So you're going to go to work on my head shortly.
Okay.
And finally, Jimmy alerted us to this exchange between Frank Fontana and Ross Cochran.
You eat a whole pie yourself? Is that lunch for you?
I could. I very well could, but then I got married and I was instructed that that's not a good idea for me.
No longer can you eat pies when you're married.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Wow. Oh, man. I'm so glad you saved that one for last. Holy cow. Oh, all right.
Spies.
All right. We all know what this is. You listen 24/7. And whenever I'm mentioned it, the show is mentioned in any capacity, jot it down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. What do we got?
Our spies for this one are Mike, Harold, Peter, and the lovely and talented Kristen Decker. Wendy Snyder and Bill Luff were talking about the Donald Trump special at the Wiener Circle that led to this conversation.
Can I tell you I've never been there?
Oh, you have to go to the...
So
you've
good.
Never been?
It's great.
Why not?
I guess I've not been in that area when I want to get yelled at before eating my hot dog.
I've been in there.
No, you can't use that, Nick DiGilio.
We did. Okay.
Next up and final one. Peter is the spy here. Patty was working downstairs. Some people came to the glass wearing Blackhawks jerseys.
You're doing a selfie outside of the Showcase selfies. Studio. Yeah, wait, honestly, are there people outside the Showcase
Can
studio?
Can they still hear us?
No, they can't. Unfortunately, after midnight.
Maybe they went to the Blackhawk game and they're like, oh, let's take a picture of the radio
station. They definitely
station.
Went
they're
to the Blackhawks.
They're wearing green Blackhawks jerseys, and I feel bad because the Blackhawks lost tonight. And
I'm sorry about that.
Nick D says this is the absolute worst time to implode.
That's right. That's right. That could be an out of context, too.